proclamation number 6573 dated the June 15th, 1956. God reveals himself in the word. In my love and mercy I draw near to you in my word so that you will learn to recognize and love me. The connection between me and you can only be proven to you if you listen to my speech, which is intended to convince you of a being which you indeed are unable to behold but which nevertheless can be present to you if you yourselves allow it to be present. If I myself address you, you will no longer be able to deny me. But if you don't want to hear my words, then it will not be proof of me either, even if you hear them anyway. Yet first of all I consider those who listen to me voluntarily and who let my words penetrate their hearts. Hence I want to draw close to them in order to win their love, and therefore I must also inform them of my nature, my will and my love. I must reveal myself to them, for this revelation can also kindle the love in them, which is the purpose and goal of conveying my word to earth when I myself speak through the mouth of a person. Every person who considers that such communication is possible, who opens his ears and heart when he hears my word, can already be counted among my own, for by listening to me he proves that he has relinquished his opposition to me. In my word I myself come to people on this earth, I instruct them, I admonish and warn them, I explain to them the consequences of their way of life and I bring them the good news of the salvation from sin and death. This, however, can only be conveyed to you by the one who is the eternal Word himself, whose knowledge, light and truth is supreme and who alone can also enlighten you about his nature. The Word of God is the greatest gift of love. For it must have come forth from me directly, it must give evidence of me myself. And once I have addressed you, you will no longer be able to deny me. And yet, innumerable people walk past the most delectable offer they will receive in earthly life because they don't want to be addressed by a God. I cannot reveal myself to someone who does not recognize anything above himself, who does not want to know anything about me, who rejects all knowledge because his nature rebels against the thought of having to be subject to a power which has created him. He is still so filled by the satanic spirit that it is impossible to reveal myself to him. He will never believe that a God will manifest himself to people. And yet the word sounds from above and enters the human hearts which open themselves. For only through my word can I influence those who shall take their test of free will. My word does not compel, it does, however, impart great strength to a willing person. My word can turn the will in the right direction without compulsion, and my word can kindle love for me, because it is my direct emanation of love. Since I myself am therefore the word of eternity, I can also descend to people, talk to them and time and again try to turn their thoughts to me. I can constantly nourish those who have recognized me, who love me, with my word, which is the right food for the soul with the most obvious effect of strength. And thus I will talk to people time and again for as long as the earth exists. And over they will hear the same word. Time after time the gospel will be proclaimed to them which I preached to people when I lived on earth. People will repeatedly be offered this gospel in its purest form, so that my word will come to pass. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. For I myself will never ever change. The truth will always and forever remain unchanged, and my word is the outpouring of myself and therefore always and forever has to be the same. And in order to remain pure it must come forth from me myself, and that also necessitates that I continue to speak to people on earth directly, that I myself must come to people in the word and bring to them what they need in order to find their path back to me. I must reveal myself in order to be recognized and loved by my living creations. Amen.